Palestine to Mexico, these border walls got to go!
The rally was in opposition to GEO Group, one of the nation's largest private prison companies who is running a reentry facility in the heart of the Tenderloin district. But the protest comes in response to the company's tie to immigration detention centers. And as immigration enforcement surges, critics argue, so do GEO Group's profits, with their earnings reportedly doubling under Trump's agenda. The company also has faced lawsuits and criticism over conditions in some of its facilities. While it claims to be committed to providing safe, secure, and humane services, advocates disagree, including California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who described conditions as, quote, cruel, inhumane, and unacceptable. A sentiment echoed by Noemi, an activist from Democratic Socialist of America, who read a letter from an unnamed detainee in Delaney Hall.
In addition to the unlawful and forced detention of most of us who find ourselves locked up here, there is the inhumane treatment that all detainees in the facility endure on a daily basis. The company in charge, GEO, fails to meet the basic conditions necessary to protect our health and our lives. To their administrative incompetence, we must add the following injustices and irregularities perpetrated by ICE and GEO: food containing worms or in a state of decay, ventilation problems, serious health issues. Most people have a persistent flu with phlegm that won't go away. Many have conjunctivitis, urinary tract infections, fever, and coughs.
As mentioned by Mohammed from the Arab Resource and Organizing Center Action, it's not just those on the outside who are protesting, as hundreds of detainees across the country have launched hunger and labor strikes inside facilities.
We're standing in strong solidarity with all of the people on hunger strike at Delaney Hall, at Adelanto, at other detention centers, or I should call them dungeons, across the United States. It's so important for us to center the struggle of imprisoned people, be they in jails, prisons, detention centers, or what they call reentry facilities.
Located at 111 Taylor Street, the protest also expressed solidarity with multiple movements, including the fight for transgender rights. Organizers noted that the GEO Group facility stands at the site of the 1960 Compton's Cafeteria riot, a landmark moment in transgender history. Historian Susan Stryker.
And before it was all over, there were hundreds of people in this intersection. It's like, what did they riot for? They didn't riot for pride. They didn't riot for joy. You know, they didn't riot to express their identity. They rioted against the police, who are the spear tip of carceral power, that was acting on them, that was brutalizing them, that was keeping them confined to this neighborhood, that was keeping them confined in jail.
The rally brought together a coalition of about 100 immigrant rights advocates, the Haitian Action Committee, Palestinian solidarity organizers, and labor activists, all calling for an end to private immigration detention facilities and greater accountability for companies that profit from incarceration. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Dorothy Schaefer.
From Bay Area to Guantanamo, these prison walls have got to go!
From Bay Area to Guantanamo, these prison walls have got to go!